In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, when the Lord appeared to the assembled disciples, they were, and I quote, startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Why, yes, they were startled and terrified, and I would be too, and so would you. Someone that they had seen die upon the cross, who they had seen be buried in the tomb, appeared in their midst. And the first thing that most of us would leap to is, oh my, it's a ghost. Though in the modern days we might say, oh my, it's a zombie. But he was not dead. He was very much alive. He is very much alive. Because our Lord, by his cross and resurrection, had defeated death. And by his divine power as the eternal Son of the Father, he had taken up his life again. Our Lord was there in his same body. How could you tell? Because of the marks of the passion. The marks left by the nails in his hands and feet. The mark left by the lance in his side. How can we tell that he's alive? He's eating. Zombies don't eat baked fish. Ghosts do not eat. Our Lord is truly risen. This is the reality of the resurrection. It is a reality to be accepted, to be faced, and be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. And yet, there are many who try to avoid this reality. Some even who claim the name Christian. During this time of Easter, they usually get some yahoo on one of the cable channels. Could be National Geographic, could be the History Channel, one of those. And they'll say, well, Jesus didn't really die. This is more of an experience in the hearts of the disciples. Utter and complete nonsense. That is not resurrection. That is not what is being described in the gospel. Heck, even when I was at the seminary, some guy in a class said to the teacher, well, couldn't it be that Jesus just rose from the dead in the hearts of his disciples? And one of his classmates piped up from behind and said, not indeed, by that man of beer. Such explaining away of the resurrection is useless. Because if it were true, then the words of St. Paul, that we would be the most foolish of men, would be true. It would follow that everything we have done for the last 2,000 years was useless, and that we have other things to do on a fine Sunday morning than get up and go to Mass. Only if Jesus is truly risen from the dead, which he is, does our faith make any sense. Because he is risen, all that he says and all that he teaches is true. Sin can be forgiven. The commandments that he gives us are true, and they are the path to everlasting life. Christ risen from the dead is a reality, and he is able to perfect those who keep his way and make us truly adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. How do we respond to the resurrection, to this reality? The same way that Peter called in our first reading for the disciples to respond. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that eternal life may be yours. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.